5633.
Is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go, hmm.
You know, you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Robert Scott Bell, rocking the health world all over planet Earth and growing and growing and growing. Like an organic, let's say, fruit or vegetable that you really like, right? That's what I am. Whatever. Here we go. This is going to be a fun couple of hours here. We've got some healing in ways that we always do, but certainly as I bring to you some special guests, I've got some chemical cuisine on tap. We're actually going to show you about the chemical cuisine that you do not want. My dear friend Dr. Gloria Gilbert will be joining me a little bit later. Do you really know what you're eating? Do you? Huh? Do you? Well, we've got more than that. We've got more on flu shot seizures. Did you hear about this? The flu shot, bad enough as it is now causing seizures in children all over the place, especially those from like 6 months to 2 years old. Oh, yeah, they've done something wrong. They need to be punished by modern medicine with a flu shot. What the, you know, and there's even more news about Dr. Andrew Wakefield. They are continuing to, can you imagine this? They're continuing to promote that MMR or any vaccine has nothing at all to do with, yes, that's right, autism. They're continuing to deny the autism link to vaccination and the MMR, yet there's a study out now that's we're going to show you a second study out of three that now confirm Wakefield's findings that we've covered here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. So we're going to hit these post-vaccine, that's what we call that, feds that are checking the post-vaccine seizures in young kids. It's looking bad for the vaccine industrial complex. It's looking pretty ugly for the vaccine industrial complex. So what we want to do is get you some ways to save your children before they become victims to the medical industrial complex in this way. Now, what else are we going to do today? Healthcare. Is it a right? Is healthcare, do you believe, like John Lewis, like Sheila Jackson Lee, like others on the left, that healthcare is a right? If so, you're going to have to do a lot better job convincing me than they have, because you cannot have a right if that right requires you to violate the rights of others in order for it to be exercised. You got that? You cannot have a right if it requires, if the exercise of that right requires you to violate the rights of anybody else in order to exercise it. And it's a very, very big and important point as we go into the healthcare debate even further and where we're going, whether the repeal of Obamacare happens or not. That's something upcoming. Also, ladies out there, did you hear about this study? They're finding that if you got mammograms, or let's just call it ionizing radiation or ionizing radiation treatments, before 1984, that you are likely to be at risk for cardiovascular disease, heart attacks. And I'll talk to you about that a little later in the program. The phone number to call in, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you want to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show, go to robertscottbell.com. I'll have some announcements about the expansion of the show as well, if you don't already know that. And I'd like to welcome all my listeners from the Savage Nation listening in. I joined the Michael Savage Show this week for a brief encounter talking about the, so much insanity about Obamacare and other things. But I tied a lot of things together. I might revisit some of that today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you'll allow it. So that's what we're going to do today. First and foremost, though, the flu shot seizures. It's getting rather difficult for the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media to put vaccine-induced diseases back in the syringe. Now, they've attacked Andrew Wakefield mercilessly, for merely observing that vaccinated kids had gut damage. That's right. That was the crux of his findings. Now, can we relate that gut damage to neurological issues, to regression, development, childhood developmental regressions, and the autism spectrum? Of course, that is considered very controversial, and we cannot allow anybody to think that that might be a link between vaccines and autism. But it turns out the seasonal flu shots now are doing the same darn thing, resulting in seizure activity. And I want you to think about this. Let's just say you had a dietary supplement that was linked to, all right, let's call it, I think they've acknowledged at least 36 and maybe more, 36 children with seizures after ingesting, in this case, a dietary supplement, right? Let's say they were ingesting, I'll just think of something fun for you, something tasty. How about elderberry? All right, elderberry syrup, right? A great botanical substance, has some antiviral properties, good immune modulation properties, elderberry. Now, if that elderberry, which is sold as a dietary supplement, it can't be claimed, no claims can be made that it can cure or prevent or mitigate or, you know, relieve any disease, because that's the muzzle on freedom of speech that Americans live under right now. There is no First Amendment for healing, although I've heard rumor that there may be. We'll see. But right now, I don't think it is, because if the elderberry manufacturer sold it and said, hey, this is the cure for flu, influenza, this is a prevention for influenza, this is a treatment for influenza, of course, that dietary supplement manufacturer would be shut down, fined. If they could find a way to imprison the owners, they would do it. And in the case of if it caused seizures, it would be front page news all over planet Earth, much less the United States, and the FDA would be clamping down, the FTC, everybody, they'd be sending in their
jackbooted, Super Bowl
there would be jackbooted thugs, there would be SWAT teams just being sent everywhere to stop and swarm health food stores to stop the sale of elderberry. But it turns out it wasn't elderberry, it was the flu shot causing these seizures and disorders. And what are you hearing from the authorities? Don't panic, we're looking into it, but don't stop getting your flu shot. Tell me that they're not the marketing arm, the promotional and marketing arm of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, that they would basically support a dangerous, untested drug, in this case a vaccine, that is causing such havoc to the intestinal tract of little ones. It is unconscionable. It is unconscionable. And how do we undo the damage? How do we recover from it? Well, that's some of what I'll be talking to you about. And of course, at any time that we have the gut damage that occurs with vaccination or antibiotic use, we've got to replenish the good gut ecology. How is that done? How do I do it? I utilize Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. My kids have been chewing on those since they were little. And when they're old enough, they swallow it. But the point is, we've got to reintroduce the good, healthy flora, which you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And so there's one way to do it, but there are others, and I will get to them. But it is getting rather difficult for them to put the syringe back in the genie bottle. The reality is, you have woken up, moms and dads around the planet have woken up, and this is a problem for big pharma, big government, and the big media that they both own and control. Because it means that you no longer believe the lies coming from the old media, coming from the polluted, toxic, thimerosal-containing mainstream media. And that is why they're worried at the World Health Organization. You hear Margaret Chan saying, oh, no, we're concerned because moms and dads are not trusting authority. That we ever in America trusted authority is a problem, because our founders knew that that could be one day our demise, that we would look to government to solve all of our problems or prevent them, when in fact they not only create them, they perpetuate them. And of course, the movement toward reducing the size of government is not just about saving money, it's about saving your life. Not that John Lewis would get that, because he thinks healthcare is a right for everybody. He thinks people should be required. Hey, let's hear from John Lewis, clip one.
It should be required.
to get health insurance. We require people to get insurance for the automobile, state by state.
State by state.
The federal government has an obligation to encourage, by law, moral persuasion to get people to get health insurance.
John Lewis thinks that they need more persuasion to get you to buy health insurance. Of course, it's disease management insurance, and he said they require it you to get car insurance, right? State by state, John Lewis. It is not a function of the federal government to mandate insurance. It's nowhere found in the Constitution. But John Lewis thinks it is. In fact, where is it in clip 3? John Lewis tells us. Go ahead, clip 3.
What area of the Constitution do you think gives Congress the authority to require individuals to purchase?
Well, when you start off with the preamble to the Constitution, you talk about the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, wait, the pursuit of happiness is in the Declaration of Independence. Sorry, John Lewis. How long have you been in Congress and you don't even know the difference between the preamble to the Constitution? But the pursuit of happiness, as I mentioned on the Savage Nation this week, is not about obligating you or your neighbor to pay for your health care. The pursuit of happiness is about taking care of yourself. It's about having the freedom to care for your body, to care for your livelihood, to control that which is you. That which is your birthright, not to steal from your neighbor because you think you need a drug. But of course, this is lost in the haze of pharmaceutical profiteering on both the Republican and Democratic side, because neither of them are calling as parties for a free market, for freedom, which is what I do here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to my sponsors. When we come back, I'll be joined also by Dr. Gloria Gilbert. We'll talk about chemical cuisine and how to avoid it. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy 2 bottles of Super Sea Veg and get 1 bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Over.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Robert Scott Bell rocking the house like nowhere else in media. Thank you for being a part of it. Go to robertscottbell.com. As I said, I'll let you know some announcements about the expansion of the show, as well as next week. Don't forget, Nullify Now, Phoenix, Arizona, Saturday, January 29th. We will be there, and I will be lecturing, speaking on the concept of nullification. Nullification as it comes to a life and death matter, health, healing. Nullifying federal power grabs of your body to force you into drugs and vaccines for which you do not have a deficiency. And we're talking about John Lewis, Representative John Lewis, and his belief that health care is a right. We had the vote this week. The Republican House now voted to repeal Obamacare. We know it's probably not going to go anywhere in the Senate. But the reality is the violation of your rights are not going to be, let's say, necessarily reversed by an act of Congress, because our birthright is in health and healing. You own your body if you believe, unless you believe you are subservient to a federal government and you are somehow given birth by the federal government, then you have to ask them for permission to do anything. And, of course, that's kind of upside down, backwards, and quite a toxic view in my mind. And, by the way, shortly, we're going to be joined by my dear friend, Dr. Gloria Gilbert, and her new book, Chemical Cuisine, You Know What You're Eating. We're going to talk about health and healing with her in ways I love to cover. So we'll be with Dr. Gilbert momentarily. But I do want to cover just a little bit more on the John Lewis issue, because there's another amendment that Lewis was referencing. And we're going to go to John Lewis, clip four.
Go to the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law. We have not repealed the 14th Amendment.
Again, the 14th Amendment now they're talking about and saying we haven't repealed it, and that it's the reason. Equal protection under the law. Well, explain this to me, John Lewis, and anybody else out there. How is it Obama is granting waivers to large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, like McDonald's and others, that they don't have to participate in Obamacare? And, of course, the Amish don't have to participate, and other religious sects, they don't have to participate. They've been granted waivers. What about you? What if you have a religious belief? You could be Christian. You could be Jewish. You're not Amish. You get the same equal protection of the law to opt out of Obamacare? No, that's not equal protection under the law, John Lewis, but you're ignoring that. And, of course, he says it's a right, not a privilege. And if it's a right, it doesn't require you violating the rights of others to exercise it. And they don't get that. Basically, simple concepts are not taught there. But then again, he doesn't know the difference between the preamble of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Now, I want to hear from Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. We're going to go to clip eight in just a moment here, because her perspective on this is rather bizarre. And I want you to hear this now. This is Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas. Go ahead.
This bill is constitutional, and it protects the constitutional rights of those who ask the question, must I die, must my child die, because I am now disallowed from getting insurance?
Of course, she does not understand the fact that insurance, as it's written the way today, only covers drugs and pharmaceutical solutions and the medical monopoly. Never mind that the majority of people, in fact, now they're saying half of all Americans have pre-existing conditions. Pre-existing conditions, of course, that's a big part of Obamacare, because they say, well, if you can be denied coverage for pre-existing conditions, then, of course, that's bad. All right, I agree. But what are pre-existing conditions by and large? Outside of congenital defect issues, we're dealing with chronic diseases, lifestyle diseases, diseases of toxicity, diseases of deficiency, none of which can be cured by a drug. And, of course, it also neglects to understand that in the so-called Obamacare law written into it are these, I know they've been called death panels for effect, but basically you're going to have a large group of bureaucrats determining whether you're even allowed to get treatment, which could result in the same thing Sheila Jackson Lee says would happen, that you're going to have to die. But this time, because the government won't allow the coverage, even with the so-called socialized universal coverage that they want to move toward. The only answer to this, of course, is freedom. When you're worried about what has gone wrong with this country, we have abandoned freedom. In the 20th century, since the dawn of the Flexner Report of 1910, what we descended to was in a state of petrochemical medical monopoly, where the government sanctions toxic medicines and tries to outlaw and ban or at least restrict your knowledge of natural substances, things that can genuinely reverse disease or keep you from ever getting sick. That is a sick care system that we have adopted through the 20th century, now in the dawn of the 21st, wondering which way do we go? More government intervention? More monopoly? Or do we revert back to our origins in freedom, in liberty, in health freedom? To know the truths that are self-evident, and that my dear friend, Dr. Gloria Gilbert, knows so well, her new book, Chemical Cuisine. I'd like to welcome Dr. Gloria Gilbert back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Gloria, welcome.
Welcome to you, too, on such a fabulous show. And I have to tell you, you're the only host I've ever been with that talks faster than I do. That's why we do such a good job on the show together.
Well, we've got a lot of things to say in a short time, but I will say, since you kind of prompted me, that we're going to be going live on February 1st, Monday through Friday, in addition to the Sunday show right here on GCN. We'll get you more information on that. So there will be more healing than ever before, because the Robert Scott Bell Show is expanding, and Gloria, I'll have you on for that, too.
That's important. But the message that you send out has got to be heard.
Yes, absolutely. And your latest book is fantastic, giving people some practical guides to look out for what may be in their food that they have no idea.
Well, and, you know, the thing is that a lot of people say to me, they've been asking me for a good 5 years, Robert, about why don't you write one book where everything is in it as a Bible for label reading, for understanding not only why we should avoid something, or what we should avoid, I should say, but also the consequences if we don't. And Chemical Cuisine in 224 pages covers all of that. But it's not something for people to become paranoid about. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to know. That means I don't know what to buy when I go grocery shopping. I don't know what to cook or not cook. It's not about that. It's about making changes, as you have promoted for years, making small changes that make big differences. And little by little, then, you start reducing that overall body burden that all of us are being subjected to with the food, with the air that we're breathing, and with a healthcare system that doesn't help us until we're really dying.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And, you know, none of these people come to you or come to me with drug deficiency diseases. In fact, they come with drug proficiency diseases. And there's breaking news here that a federal agency is now going to be spearheading new drug development. They don't think enough drugs are coming out of the private sector. So now the federal government is going to take the money that they don't have and enforce the production of even more drugs. This is insane.
That's total insanity. It's archaic. And the thing is that if we would spend just a small fraction, Robert, of the budget that we have for health care in this country in education, and I say it's health through education, we can achieve that health if we can educate the public. And this is what Chemical Cuisine aims to do. It's a start. There'll probably be more and more revisions of it. But it's letting you know how these chemicals actually cause weight gain, for instance.
Yes.
And they affect the ability to lose it. So it's not just that you gain weight. It's that all those what we call obesogens are chemicals that get stored in the soft and connective tissue. And no wonder that we all have such a problem losing weight.
Yes, Dr. Gloria Gilbert is doing this without a federal budget. She put out a great book, and we're going to talk more about this Chemical Cuisine. And I have links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. If they're not up, they will be shortly. And we're going to come back with more discussion of this, how to undo the damage caused by drugs, vaccines, and other things, and get the good nutrients in that you need. Stay with me. Coming right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you like freedom? You like liberty? You like health freedom? That's why you're tuned in to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Go to robertscottbell.com. We got lots of healing to do. My dear friend, Dr. Gloria Gilbert, naturopath, homeopath, and expert in the realm of all things toxic when we talk about additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings. She's written an excellent new book, highly recommended. Have it here in my hand, called Chemical Cuisine. Do you really know what you're eating? And GloriaGilbert.com. That's GILBERE.com. And Gloria, wow, what you've done here is sensational, putting everything all in one place. And we talked on the break about some key, let's say, not nutrients, but key synthetic additives that many people are interested about in this book. You want to start with the diacetyl, because it's kind of something, yes, I don't really reference often, so I think you can plug us in.
Let's do that. Diacetyl, spelled D-I-A-C-E-T-Y-L, is a flavoring chemical, Robert, that most people don't have any clue what it does or why it shouldn't be in our food. It's found naturally in things like butter and in the microwave popcorn, you know, that they put all that, quote, buttery flavor in it, but it's right, all artificial.
Yes.
In cheese factories and bakeries. I mean, bakeries are probably one of the worst culprits of that. When you have a commercial bakery, not only is it the bad oils, the trans fats that we've talked about, but it's also the diacetyl. And what happens is diacetyl attacks and inflames. So listeners, pay attention carefully, because inflames is the key word here. Everybody that has a chronic disorder has inflammation of some type, whether it's inflammation of your oral health, of your teeth, your gums, inflammation in the gut, you've got irritable bowel, colon disease, whatever, inflammation from fibromyalgia, arthritis.
You know,
a diacetyl attack.
Just talking about the inflammation of the gut due to vaccines, and of course all of these things exacerbate existing or pre-existing conditions caused by modern medicine. You know, the kids, maybe they survived the shots or an antibiotic. Now they go on food that has the diacetyl and these other inflammatories. It gets worse and worse over time.
Exactly. And just think about all the millions of children that are being diagnosed now with learning disabilities and ADD, ADHD, not to even mention some of the other more serious disorders like autism, or any of the Down syndrome babies. But diacetyl attacks and inflames most of the body organs, but it virtually obliterates the bronchioles. And we're having more and more asthma, are we not? Especially in children.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the bronchioles are those little tiny, tiny airways in the lungs. And as the body tries to heal from that massive attack of diacetyl, which is a chemical, the scar tissue builds up, and then it further restricts those airways. So you can imagine this damage is irreversible. So it's not a question of, I'm just going to buy some butter-flavored popcorn. If you're going to buy that, buy some plain old-fashioned popcorn and melt your own butter. Because when you're putting chemicals that are flavoring chemicals in your family's food, you are causing problems that nobody, unless you're a health detective like myself, go back and connect, such as, he developed asthma and not much is new. Well, he may be eating a lot more artificially flavored and colored butter, for instance, or buttered popcorn.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Pay attention to diacetyl. It's not a well-known chemical, but it's
right.
One that we need to be aware of.
Well, exactly, and I would provide some hope in regards to the gut damage. I do a lot of work in recovery there, and maybe we'll have time to talk about that. But if not, like I said, there's going to be a lot more healing happening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, expanding as we are. Dr. Gilbert, we've got another about 30 seconds before break, and we're going to continue on. I want to get into the nitrates and the nitrites. I mean, these are also very common in the meats and the process, the hot dogs that are out there. This is another thing that's also causing like excitotoxic type interactions.
Exactly, and they're neurotoxic, which means that they stimulate the brain cells to death. So we need to talk about that when we come back, and it should be the discussion is not just nitrates, it's sodium nitrate, potassium nitrate, and ammonium nitrate.
Okay, we're going to
hit
that next. Yeah, I want you to be aware of what you're putting into your kids, especially if you won't do it for yourself, do it for them. You know, the government, when they say they're going to do it for the kids, hide your kids, because they're coming after them, not for good purposes. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCNLive.com, TalkStream Live, all over the web. Thank you for being a part of it. More with Dr. Gloria Gilbert when we come back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12+. Dr. Ohira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio,
you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we've got Dr. Gloria Zobair. Her newest book is Chemical Cuisine. Do you really know what you're eating? We'll have that linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. And we were talking about diacetyl, but we wanted to get into the nitrates, sodium nitrite as well. All of these things in processed meats, that's on page 50 and 51 here in your new book I'm opening up here. And it's a pretty horrific perspective about how much of this is really into the water and the food table.
People don't know. I mean, I love bacon. I buy organic bacon from some of our Amish and Mennonite people up here in North Idaho. But the bacon that I buy is unprocessed. It's uncured, and it has no nitrates. When you're buying a bacon or any kind of a food, a hot dog, any of the processed meats, your salamis, all of that, it has sodium nitrate of some form or ammonium nitrate. And that chemical formula is used to fix the color so that the color of that food, that nice red brownish hue of the food, doesn't change. But it also is a chemical that prevents botulism. However, it's highly toxic, Robert, for humans and animals. So when the meats are exposed to high temperatures, think about the toxic soup that we're creating. If you're frying a piece of bacon that is full of nitrates, that is cured, not the uncured like I buy at the health food store, but the cured bacon, and now you're cooking it in a skillet that is Teflon-coated or non-stick-coated, Teflon being just a brand name, of course.
Yes.
You have that at a high temperature to cook the pork. You now have a toxic soup that can literally stimulate brain cells to death.
Yeah, they burned those so-called Teflon non-stick surfaces. I kind of cooked them and saw the fumes coming off of them and literally killing birds with that in enclosed environments. It's really something that we have gone so totally over into the Dow Chemicals, Monsantos of the world, and really trust that the government had our back and wouldn't allow anything dangerous to be into the food supply. But, of course, we've come to awaken, and that was part of what I opened the show with today, that we can no longer trust, not that we have for many years, Gloria, but many people still are now waking up and realize, hey, they told us vaccines were safe. They're not. They told us these toxic pesticides were safe. They're not.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, just think about all of the drugs that have been recalled in the last couple of months. I mean, even Tylenols and some of those things, I mean, that we were, quote, it was safe. Now they're not. So, I mean, you know, if we go back to, you know, my old saying in the book, I've mentioned it several times, if your grandparents didn't recognize it as food, it's not. It's chemical.
Yes, that's a great way to do it.
Think about it. My paternal grandparents raised me. My grandmother wouldn't recognize half of this stuff on the ingredient list.
Yeah.
Butter was butter. It was churned with cream and salt, right?
Yeah.
And so it's important that we understand the hidden sources, and that's what makes me so angry. And the only way that anger is a positive is when you turn it into what I've done, and that's health through education. For instance, if I may, let's tell our listeners some pearls here. Give them some pearls about the aliases for MSG, because MSG stimulates brain cells to death. So not only are we putting our children and our infants in danger, but think about our seniors, our baby boomers, who are now being diagnosed in exponential quantities of Parkinson's and dementia and Alzheimer's. And I believe, and this is my personal experience, my belief and experience is that if they just got rid of the food additives, especially the MSGs and their aliases, and the artificial sweeteners, we could reverse some of those disorders, because I've seen it happen in my own practice with my own people.
Well, and yes, and if we would stop the fear of fat, that would be another big plus in saving the nervous system of the elderly, because they put half of America, if they can, on statin drugs to reduce cholesterol, which is a protective fat in regards to neurological health and endocrine health to keep you young. So they're literally inducing Alzheimer's by drugs.
Exactly. But you know, if a listener goes to the store and buys, let's just say, a bottle of ranch salad dressing, and they start reading the label, if everything is identified, if it says, I'm just going to use some examples here, if it says buttermilk solids and thyme and rosemary and dill, which are all herbs, and non-fat milk, that's okay, because they're specifically telling us, they're disclosing what's in there. But the minute you start hearing things like flavors, seasonings, spices, which is generic, then you know that they can legally hide MSG. Monosodium glutamate stimulates brain cells to death. And when we are born, we have an X number of brain cells. We cannot get any more than that. You can't just put an injection in the head and give yourself some more brain cells.
Yeah, and so, for those in Washington, D.C., they may never have had them based on their behavior and their endorsement of drugs, drugs, and more drugs.
Exactly. I mean, I love the fact that our First Lady is going after people like Walmart to get them to sell healthier food at a more cost-effective
range for the public. We'll see what we can do to help out here. I've got one more segment with Dr. Gloria Gilbert. We'll talk about the radiation exposure to breast tissue and cardiovascular disease in women. Coming up next, you want to be with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right. Rocking the Health World here. A couple more minutes with my dear friend, Dr. Gloria Gilbert. I'm so glad you've joined me here, Gloria, and your new book is sensational about chemical cuisine. It's really given practical ways for people to identify what's in the food that they eat, and maybe they can now make an informed decision to say, I don't want to eat it.
Easy, safe alternatives. You don't have to go out there and put all those toxins in your body.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine that. Now, you know, we talked again about this hour about educating, and of course, if we expect the government to educate, it's something that they don't do well. I shouldn't expect that they would, considering all the money that is stolen from us or that they get from the drug industry to indoctrinate rather than educate, indoctrinate into, a drug-based paradigm, a vaccine-based paradigm, or even a detection-based paradigm of healthcare. In other words, what we need to do is invest in more detection techniques. Never mind that the detection techniques specific now to breast tissue and breast cancer may be causing not only more breast cancer, but cardiovascular disease. This is some
exactly. Isn't that
revelation.
Something?
Yeah,
it is a revelation.
So as a woman, as a woman, doc, you know, do you promote mammograms for women?
Absolutely not. I have had one in my life. I am 63 years old. I have had one when I was 25 because they wouldn't get me insurance at the time after I was in the process of getting a divorce without getting a mammogram, and I had one. That's the only one. I am a firm believer in thermography, Robert, not mammograms.
Well, this is amazing to me that women still don't know about thermography versus mammography, the ability to detect heat differentials between tissue, and you could see things years before it would ever be picked up in a mammogram.
Absolutely, and it's not invasive. It's not. I mean, it's nothing that is.
You don't have to squish it.
No, and it's dignified. I mean, I shared with you during the break that being in a small town in North Idaho, there are no technicians here that do thermography. So I found a gal that is about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, depending on the weather, how much snow's on the ground and ice, that comes to my office every month, and I allow her to use my office at no charge, just to be able to offer it to the local people. So she advertises when she's coming. And mind you, they don't have to be my patients. They just as a public service. And she brings her equipment and does the thermography there. So now I am going to go and be trained and certified as a thermography technician so that I can do the same thing and not have to worry about, she's just so overwhelmed she just can't continue to do it.
Sure, sure.
And that's how much I believe in it, because it isn't invasive. It doesn't have the ionizing chemicals in it.
Radiation at all. And of course, that causes damage to the cells. And, of course, that oxidative damage can result in cancerous tissue down the road. The January 25th issue of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology confirmed that radiotherapy for breast cancer, such as practiced in the mid-1980s, increased the long-term risk of death from cardiac disease. That is because they cannot isolate the effects of radiation, which is, again, why I want to have everybody avoid being X-rayed, naked scan, porno scan X-rayed in the airports as well.
Oh, and that's horrible. I had to go through it the first day that they imposed it, because we are by a large Air Force base, the airport I fly in and out of, and I fly at least once a month. Usually it's 2 to 3 times a month. And so now I've just opted out of it and just said, fine, search whatever you want, but I'm not going through that scanner again.
Oh, believe me, don't do it. And that's, again, the, let's say, civil disobedience that is rooted in rationality and, of course, freedom. And that's what we endorse here. Dr. Gloria Gilbert, I look forward to having you on from time to time here. You know that. Dear friend of mine here, and the book is Chemical Cuisine. Do you really know what you're eating? And this is something everybody should get. They can get it at GloriaGilbert.com. I'm going to spell that out, Gloria, just like it sounds. Gilbert is G-I-L-B-E-R-E.com. Sensational amount of information you have put out there, Gloria. I want everybody to plug into it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to share that with you.
Absolutely. Everybody go check out the website, get the book, and get well. We're trying to undo the damage caused by not only modern medicine, but certainly modern pharmaceuticals and beyond, the modern agricultural practices that put more synthetic toxins into the food, genetic modified organisms, and you cover GMOs in the book as well, Gloria.
Yes, and please don't get overwhelmed. Start with small things like bacon that isn't processed or, you know, cured, uncured bacon, and start with buying real butter, real organic butter, not the butter that has everything else. Don't get overwhelmed. Take baby steps, but little by little, it all adds up.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gloria Gilbert. We got lots more to do on the show here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Remember, robertscottbell.com. I mentioned we're going to be expanding. It will be 6 days a week. This will be the cornerstone anchor point of the show every first day of the week here on Sundays on GCNlive.com, and then we'll be going 5 days a week with Mike Adams and Natural News online. So very exciting opportunities here happening. Do we still have Jeffrey Ofterheide on the horn there? If we do, we can bring him up.
Yep.
Jeffrey has developed a website called VacTruth.com. I've written a couple articles over the years there, VacTruth.com. And I want to go back to the vaccine issue because it looks like, embarrassingly enough for the mainstream media and, all this, George Stephanopoulos and whoever is attack Wakefield, there are other studies coming out to confirm gut damage in MMR-vaccinated children, and they're finding the measles virus specific to the vaccine in the guts of these children.
Absolutely. They're, not only are they finding gut damage, but they're also finding ocular motor damage. They're finding a plethora of damage, Robert. And the funny thing about this whole thing is when they attack Dr. Andrew Wakefield, they're just waking up a whole bunch of parents, because all Andrew Wakefield did is just make an observation. That's all he did.
Well, and exactly, and that's what I've covered with him on the air. You've got a number of I think you probably linked to the video that was put out with my interview with Dr. Wakefield as well. But we've got more confirmation coming out. And, again, they're threatened tremendously, the so-called establishment, because now it's not just a couple of people talking about it. It's literally the moms and dads that have witnessed this firsthand that now see that when their lips are moving within the pharmaceutical industrial complex, they are lying.
Absolutely. Robert, all parents have to do is watch a half-hour segment of television to see how many pharmaceutical products are advertised in that short period of time. And all parents have to do as well is just ask their doctor, hey, can I see a vaccine insert? Most doctors don't even know what they are. People are seeing for themselves firsthand. I mean, you can't ignore the autism question anymore. It's everywhere. And I tell you what, Robert, I had my own son tested, and he showed to be clinically ill. Viral infections, et cetera. And so when parents have the ability to find out about these tests, they can have their children tested. They can find out that they're sick and they're not suffering from some type of random psychiatric disorder. So
stand by. Jeffrey Ofterheide, VacTruth.com. Gloria Gilbert, thank you. Also, we're going to hear from Scott Kennedy, Super C-Veg. We got a whole food update. We've got Nullify Now updates as well next hour. We're going to talk about health care. Is it a right? Is it a privilege? Well, I'm going to tell you right now that the power to heal is yours. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.